Peace, brothers and sisters, and Happy New Year！平安，弟兄姐妹，还有祝大家一个新年快乐。My message today is preserving the gospel。我今天的信息是保存福音。In the last two messages, we looked at Galatians chapter 1, faithful to the gospel and the calling of the gospel。上两个信息我们再看加拉太书第一章，对福音信实还有福音的呼召，We see how we need to be faithful to the gospel of Christ and the calling of the gospel to experience the miraculous transformation in Christ。我们看到我们必须对福音信实还有福音的呼召，也是让我们可以经历到这个很奇迹的那个转变在耶稣基督里。Today we'll be looking at Galatians chapter 2, 1 to 10. 我们今天要来看加拉太书第二章一到十节。I'll speak about three points from these verses. 我今天有三点。Number one is confirming the gospel. 第一就是确认福音。Number two is entrusted with the gospel. 第二就是托付福音。And number three is fellowship in the gospel. This sign is Xiangjiao. So let's pray before we start. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us this time to listen to your word. 天父感谢你, Lord, may you speak to each of us through this message. 主啊，求你跟我们每一个人说话，透过这个信息。And we thank you and we pray all in the precious name of our dear Lord Jesus Christ。我们感谢你，我们奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，Amen。In 1947, a Bedouin shepherd named Muhammad was searching for his lost goat, and then he came upon a small opening of a cave. 在1947年的时候，有一个贝都因的这个牧羊人，他叫穆罕默德，然后他是在当时他的山羊被丢失了，所以他在找，然后他就找到的一个地方，看到哦有一个小的一个山的这个穴洞。Thinking that his goat may have fallen into the cave, he threw rocks into the opening. And instead of hearing startled goat, he heard the shattering of clay pottery. 因为他想，可能我的这个山羊是掉到这个小洞里面，所以他就丢一点石头进去，看有没有这个山羊的声音。然后没有听到山羊声音，反而听到好像他砸碎的这个什么瓦器的这个声音。So he lowered himself into the cave and discovered several sealed jars, and he opened them hoping to find some treasure，所以他就爬下去这个山洞，然后还看到发觉有这些封起来的这些瓶子，然后他打开这个瓶子，想看里面是不是有什么宝物在里面。To his disappointment, he found them to contain just the leather scrolls。他很失望，只有看里面是皮的那个书卷。He collected the seven of the best scrolls and then left other fragments scattered on the ground。所以他就收集了七个最好的这个书卷，然后就把其他那些比较零碎的这些文件就放在地上，留在地上。And then archaeologists found out about this and then searched other nearby caves from 1952 to 1956。And they found 10 other caves that contain thousands of ancient documents as well. 所以考古学家后来听说有这件事情，然后他们就在附近地方也寻找有没有其他的这种的山洞。从1952年到1956年，他们在寻找，然后发觉有10个其他的这些山洞，他们找到有几千个这种的古老的文卷，and this is what we call the Dead Sea Scroll. And the scroll is dated as early as the 3rd century BC to the 1st century AD. 所以这就是我们 称为这个死海古卷。然后这些古卷呢，它是从第三世纪主前第三世纪的这个时间到这个主后的第一世纪。So the 11 caves contained nearly 1,100 ancient documents, include several scrolls and more than 100,000 fragments. 所以在这11个山洞里面，他们找到了将近1,100个这种的文件古老的文件，然后有很好几个这种的书卷，然后还有差不多10万个就是零碎的这些文件。Fragments from every Old Testament book except for the Book of Esther were discovered。所以他们在这些零碎的文件，这些文件里面，发掘每一个旧约的书都有它，就是有一部分除了这个以斯帖书，他们没有找到有在这些文件里面。After years of careful research and study concluded that the Dead Sea Scrolls give substantial confirmation that Old Testament has been accurately preserved. Scrolls were found to be nearly identical with the Masoretic text, which is the Old Testament text used today. 所以，透过很多年的研究后，他们就真的是有这个结论，就是说这个死海古卷它给我们很大的这个确认，我们今天的这个旧约是很准确的被保留下来，因为我们今天用的是这个马索拉文版，然后这个跟这个死海古卷的相比下，就几乎是一样的。所以so let's look at some pictures，我们来看一些图画。The next slide shows the Great Isaiah Scroll. It has the complete Book of Isaiah housed in the Israel Museum. 所以下一个图画就是这个伟大的这个以赛亚的这个书卷。然后这是全本以赛亚的这个书卷，他们找到的，然后就放在这个以色列博物馆。我有去，I went there. But they don't allow the photography inside, so I have to get this picture from the internet. 所以虽然我有去，但是不能照照片，所以我就只能在网上找到这个图案。And the next slide show the scroll how it looked like. You can see the words there. 所以下一个图画也你可以看到那个死海古卷的这个字是看起来是怎么样。So the Dead Sea Scrolls and the Bible we have today show us that by the grace of God, the Bible has been preserved for over 3,600 years. 所以，我们今天这个圣经，然后这个死海古卷看，我们真的可以看到神的恩典，就是这个圣靠着神的恩典，这个圣经真的是被保存了超过这个3,600年这个时段。很有这个保存的很精准的保存下来。So today we have the gospel of Jesus Christ, and God has entrusted the gospel to us to preserve it. 所以今天我们有耶稣基督的这个福音，然后神也托付我们这个福音，要叫我们来保存这个福音。Today we will be looking at how we should preserve the gospel through Galatians 2:1 to 10。今天我们就要来看我们如何来保存这个福音，透过加拉太书2:1到10。我们第一点，our first point is confirming the gospel。第一点就是确认福音，from verses 1 to 3，从1到3节。Galatians 2:1 to 3。Then after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus along with me. I went up because of a revelation and set before them, though privately before those who seem influential, the gospel that I proclaim among the Gentiles, in order to make sure I was not running or had not run in vain. But even Titus, who was with me, was not forced to be circumcised, though he was a Greek. 这个是加太书2:1到3节， 过了14年，我同巴拿巴又上耶路撒冷去，并带着提多同去。我是奉启示上去的，把我在外邦人中所传的福音对弟兄们曾说，却是背地里对那有名望之人说的。唯恐我现在或是从前，突然奔跑，但与我同去的提多虽是希尼人，也没有勉强他受割礼。So Paul went to Jerusalem again after 14 years. Was Paul really having doubts about the gospel he was preaching? 所以保罗这边说，他14年后又上了耶路撒冷，他当时真的是有怀疑他在传的福音吗？Why did he say in verse 2, I went up because of a revelation? 他为什么在第二节说我是奉启示上去的？So from this verse, we know Paul went in obedience to a revelation from God. Could God have called him to make this visit in order to make sure the other apostles were in agreement with the gospel he was preaching? 所以从这个这一节我们可以看到，保罗他去是因为他要遵守神给他的这个启示。神是不是想要他去做这个探访，是要确定去让别的这些使徒可以同意，就确定他们也同意他传的这个福音呢？The ESV study Bible gives another explanation. He would regard his work as in vain if he was to rejoin a divided church, a Gentile half and a Jewish half. 所以 ESV 它这个解释的这个圣经里面也有这个解释说，如果保罗他做的这一切的工作，真的是后来就是说造成这个教会分裂成两半，一半是犹太的这个一半，然后一半是这个外邦的一半，那就是对他就他的这个事工就是一个好像突然奔跑这样子。So Paul wants to see that both Gentiles and Jews saved, so his work would be in vain if there's disagreement on the gospel. 保罗他当然想要看到犹太人也得救，外邦人也得救。所以他如果做了这些事工，然后他没有看到有一个同意的这个一个福音，那就真的是很突然。See, there cannot be two gospel. There's only one for the Jew and one for the Gentile. 这我们也知道，不能有两个福音，好像一个给犹太人的福音，一个给外邦人的福音。There's only one gospel that's true for all people。这只能有一个福音是对每一个人都是真实的。Today, are we preaching only one gospel？所以我们要问自己，今天我们是不是也是只是传一个福音呢？Or do we have different gospel for different people？或是我们对不同的人有不同的福音呢？Whether we are rich or poor, whatever language, whatever generation, whatever race, there's only one gospel for all people. 我们是很穷人，或者很富裕的人，或者我们的语言是什么，或者我们是哪个时代，或者我们是哪个这个种族，那里只有一个福音，那是给去万民的，给万人的。So this is the gospel of Jesus Christ, who died for our sins on the cross to save us from our sins, to give us eternal life, which we receive by grace through faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. 这个福音给万人的福音就是耶稣基督的福音，他为我们罪在十字架上而死，来救我们脱离我们的罪，然后给我们永生。我们领受是本乎恩，因着信在耶稣基督里，接受他做我们的主，而且我们的救主。So Paul went to Jerusalem to confirm with James, Peter, and John the gospel he's preaching. 所以保罗他去了耶路撒冷去确认 他传的福音跟这个雅各、跟彼得、跟这个约翰。How about for us? How do we confirm the gospel we're preaching today is correct? 那我们呢？我们怎么样确认我们今天传的福音是对的呢？是正确的呢？Our gospel must be based on the word of God. 我们的福音必须要从神的话来的。We can be creative in the way we present the gospel. However, we can't deviate from what the word of God says. 我们可以很有创意，的去传这个福音，但是我们不能来偏离神话所说的。To preserve the gospel, we need to confirm it with the word of God. 所以要保存这个福音，我们必须要确认，用神的话来确认。So number two, let's look at the second point. 我们第二点是 entrusted with the gospel. 第二点就是托付福音 from verses 4 to 8，从第四到第八节。Yet because of false brothers secretly brought in, who slipped in to spy out our freedom that we have in Christ Jesus, so that they might bring us into slavery, to them we did not yield in submission, even for a moment, so that the truth of the gospel might be preserved for you. And from those who seem to be influential, what they were makes no difference to me. God shows no partiality. Those I say who seem influential added nothing to me. On the contrary, when they saw that I had been entrusted with the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been entrusted with the gospel to the circumcised, for he worked through Peter for his apostolic ministry to the circumcised, worked also through me for mine to the Gentiles. 这是加拉太书，第二章4到8节，因为有偷着。引进来的假弟兄，私下窥探我们在基督耶稣里的自由，要叫我们做奴仆，我们就是一刻的功夫也没有容让顺服他们，为要叫福音的真理仍存在你们中间。至于那些有名望的，不论他们是何等人，都与我无干。神不以外貌取人。那些有名望的，并没有加增我什么，反倒看见了主托我传福音给那未收割礼的人，正如托彼得传福音给那受割礼的人。那感动彼得，叫他未受割礼之人做使徒的，也感动我，叫我为外邦人做使徒。The message title is from this verse, verse 5. It says to preserve the gospel, preserve for you. 所以我今天的这个信息的这个题目也是从这个第五节来的。这边中文是仍存在你们这个福音的真理仍存在你们中间。So who are the false brothers who slip in to spy out Paul and the Gentile believers' freedom in Christ? 所以这些假弟兄来偷偷的来探索，窥探保罗还有这些外邦的这些信徒的自由是在基督耶稣里的自由是谁呢？So Acts 15 may or may not be the 14 years that later that Paul is talking about, but the issue describing Acts 15 is the issue here is best seen from Acts 15. Acts 15 describes what led to the Jerusalem Council, which will determine how the Gentile believers can continue in their faith in Christ. 使徒行传第15章算是或是不是加拉太书第二章在讲的这个事情，但是在《使徒行传》15章的这个，就是后来就有这个耶路撒冷的这个会议，这个事情是跟 保罗说的蛮相像的这个他当时的这个面对这个问题，然后这个耶路撒冷会议也是决定后来我这个耶路在外邦的这些信徒要怎么样继续的在他们的这个耶稣基督的这个信仰里要怎么样继续下去？So let's look at this story in Acts 15。所以我们来看这个《使徒行传》15章。Acts 15:1 says, "But some men came down from Judea and were teaching the brothers, 'Unless you are circumcised according to a custom of Moses, you cannot be saved.' And after Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and debate with them, Paul and Barnabas and some of the others were appointed to go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and the elders about this question." 使徒行传15:1节，有几个人从犹太下来。教训弟兄们说：“你们若不守摩西的规条，受割礼，不能得救。”保罗、巴拿巴与他们大大的纷争辩论，众门徒就定规，叫保罗、巴拿巴和本教会上几个人为所辩论的上耶路撒冷去见使徒和长老。So this sounds like the same problem Paul is writing about in Galatians 2. 所以这个事件就很像保罗当时在加拉太书第二章写的。So Paul and Barnabas did not give in to what these men were saying. The Gentile believers need to be circumcised according to the custom of Moses, or they can't be saved. So they debate with them, had a big argument with them. 所以保罗还有巴拿巴他们没有就是让步给这些人说，哦，你们这些外邦的信徒必须要有受割礼，要遵守摩西的这些律法，或是他们就不能得救。所以他们跟他们有很大的争辩，甚至跟他们吵了一个大，吵了一个很这个大的一个一个是一一一个架这样子。So maybe even though Paul and Barnabas tried to stop these false brothers from spreading their views among the Gentile churches, they might have tried a different tactic, which is to influence the Jerusalem church. 所以虽然保罗、巴拿巴他们有禁止这些假的这个弟兄来影响这些外邦教会跟这些外邦的信徒说，哦，你们要受割礼，不然就不能得救。但是可能这些假弟兄他们又改变他们的这个策略，然后他们可能这个新的策略就是我们来就是外邦这些教会可能目前没有办法影响到，但是我们来影响这个耶路撒冷的教会的这些的信徒。So these false brothers might have continued to influence the Jewish believers in the Jerusalem church, persuading the people to demand that the Gentile believers also observe the customs of the of Moses，所以他们可能就去到耶路撒冷去的教会，去那些犹太的这些信徒，跟他们说，你们必须要要求这些外邦的这些信徒也要受割礼，也要遵守摩西的这些律法。So this became a big problem that even Paul and Barnabas can't address by themselves. They need the whole church to address this issue in Acts 15. 所以这成为太大的问题。这个保罗、巴拿巴他们自己没有办法去解决这个问题，所以他们只能来到这个整个教会需要来面对、来看这个问题的，来解决这个问题。所以就到这个耶路撒冷这个就是在《使徒行传》15章讲的。So brothers and sisters, no matter how much Bible theology you know, how much experience you have serving the Lord, you should always be humble enough to get help from the church when you need it, not try to solve it on your own. So we really need the church, Amen. 所以弟兄姐妹，你读了多少圣经，或是知道多少神学？或是你多少的年来侍奉神，你应该要谦卑下来。如果你看到 你真的是有什么问题不能解决，需要教会来帮助的时候，你要谦卑下来，来到教会不是自己想要来解决这个问题，因为我们真的是需要教会。Amen. So let's look at Acts 15:4. When they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they declared all that God had done with them. But some believers who belonged to a party of the Pharisees rose up and said, "It's necessary to circumcise them and to order them to keep the law of Moses." 使徒行传15:4，到了耶路撒冷，教会和使徒并长老都接待他们，他们就述说神同他们所行的一切事，唯有几个信徒是法利赛教门的人，起来说。必须给外邦人行割礼，吩咐他们遵守摩西的律法。So this party of the Pharisees appears to be an influential group in the Church of Jerusalem. Their position on the Gentile believers being circumcised seem not to be the opinion of one or two, but even some in their group. 所以这个法利赛教门的这些信徒，看起来好像在。耶路撒冷的这个教会里面是有一些势力的，他们的看法就是这些外邦的信徒必须要得到要受割礼，不看起来不是只是好像一两个人的这个想法，但是是有一些人的想法。The fact that they can stand up and say their position publicly show that it's not just held by just a few believers from Pharisees' background. So it looked like by Acts 15, there have developed a group of people from Pharisee background in the Jerusalem church who have been influenced by the views of the false brothers in Galatians 2. 所以这个就看起来不是只是好像一两个人的这个想法，但是好像到了这个使徒行传15章的这个时候，有已经产生了有一群的这样子的从法利赛人的这个背景。的这个信徒在耶路撒冷教会，他们是被这些在加拉太书描写的这些假弟兄，被他们的这个看法影响了。We will see later some reasons why they may have been pushing for this, since it might help the Christians become more acceptable to the Jewish community who will see these Gentile believers as converts to Judaism. 所以，我们在加拉太书后来可能也会看到一些原因，为什么他们会有这样子的看法？因为他们这些外邦的信徒受割礼，可能也是让这些外邦的信徒可以更被这些犹太的教徒更可以接纳，因为犹太教徒把这些外邦的这些信徒看作哦，他们是。归到我们的这个犹太教里面，它是变成我们的这个好像犹太教的人。So we should ask ourselves some questions as well。所以看到这里，我们也可以问我们自己一些问题。Number one, what popular theology have we brought into the church that is no longer popular today？我们第一就是说，我们今天有没有什么好像很就是说。流行的这些神学的看法带到教会里面，但是过去很流行，但是现在已经不流行。Maybe, for example, the pandemic has destroyed some of the hopes of the prosperity gospel because people have realized how fragile and uncertain the future can be。可能有一些这个成功神学的这些看法，因为。这一次的这个大的这个疫情后，可能就不是那么流行了，因为大家发觉哦，我们其实是我们的未来不是那么稳定，我们也不知道未来会怎么样，然后我们的生命也是那么的脆弱所以可能就不是那么的流行了。Number two, let's ask。How have we compromised the gospel in order to fit into the current culture so that we can be accepted by others who don't share our beliefs? 所以我们第二个问题可以问我们自己，就说我们有没有在福音上有怎么样的妥协，让就是那些不信神的人也可以好像比较接纳我们，比较接纳我们的信仰。May God help us to stand firm in the truth。愿神帮助我们可以真的是站立稳在真理里站立稳。So number three。Is are we influenced by worldly thinking today, like popularity, like greed, like vanity? Where are we placing our confidence in the things of the world, or only on the Lord, His goodness, and His promises? 第三个问题就是说，我们今天是不是有被一些世俗的这些想法影响到呢？我们是不是有被这个像人气，像这个贪婪，像这个虚荣？这些东西影响我们，我们今天的这个信心，我们的信靠是在哪里呢？我们的信靠是在信心是在世界上的事情吗？或是唯一就是在我们的主身上，在他的美好上，在他的应许上。So let's keep reading the story in Acts 15，我们继续在使徒行传15章继续读。Acts 15:6, apostles and elders were gathered together to consider this matter. After there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, "Brothers, you know that in the early days God made a choice among you that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe in God, who knows the heart, bore witness to them by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us, and he made no distinction between us and them, having cleansed them their hearts by faith." Now, therefore, why are you putting God to the test by placing a yoke on the neck of the disciples that neither our fathers nor we have been able to bear? But we believe that we will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus, just as they will. 使徒行传第15:第6节，使徒和长老聚会商议，这事辩论已经多了。彼得就起来说：“诸位弟兄，你们知道神召。”已在你们中间拣选了我，叫外邦人从我口中得听福音之道，并且相信，知道人心的神也为他们做了见证，赐圣灵给他们，正如给我们一样，又借着信洁净了他们的心，并不分他们我们现在为什么试探神。要把我们祖宗和我们所不能负的轭放在门徒的心上吗？上呢？我们得救乃是因主耶稣的恩，和他们一样，这是我们所信的。So I just want to say, awesome job, Peter. 所以我真的想说，彼得你真棒，because Peter just articulated the gospel so well here. Saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus and not by observing the law of Moses。保罗在这里真的是很清楚的，这个很好的把这个福音讲出来，就是我们是因着主耶稣的恩而得救，不是靠着这个律法，摩西的律法而遵守，不是靠着遵守摩西的律法。And Paul, Peter wasn't afraid to offend the Party of the Pharisees, among them。然后我们也可以看到，彼得他没有怕来得罪这些法利赛教门的这些人。The fact that there's much debate show that people were truly confused about this issue。我们事实看到，有那么多的当时有那么多辩论，就让我们可以看到，人们真的当时是蛮被困惑，在这件事情蛮被困惑的。And James lent his support of Peter's position on the gospel, and this sealed the position of the Jerusalem church. 因着雅各他就把他的这个支持了这个彼得的立场后，对福音的这个看法后，所以这就这个确定下耶路撒冷教会他们在这件事情上。的这个立场，他们的这个看法。And however, James made some guidelines for the Gentile believers so that there will be harmony in the church. 雅各他也立了一些的规则，让这些外邦的信徒有一些这个规则，让他教会这个教会有犹太人有外邦人的教会也都可以更和睦在一起。And we see that Acts 15:24 make it clear that the party of the Pharisees, what they say is not the official position of the church. 我们在使徒行传15:24，也看到。这个法利赛这个教门人的他们的这个说法不是教会官方的这个看法，官方的这个立场。Verse 24, since we have heard that some persons have gone out from us and troubled you with words, unsettling your minds, although we gave them no instruction. 第24节说，我们听说有。几个人从我们这里出去，用言语搅扰你们，祸乱你们的心。其实我们并没有吩咐他们。So why are there so many people who held this view contrary to official teaching of the church？所以为什么当时有那么多人，他们有这样子的看法是跟教会这官方的这个。教导是反对的，是反对这个的看法。So this shows us that the whole church need to continue learning the word of God together, growing together in unity in the grace and truth of the Jesus Christ. We need to continue to be disciple in God's word through sound biblical teaching. 所以这里也让我们看到，整个教会需要继续在神的话语来，大家一起来。成长，然后成长在这个合一里成长，然后在主耶稣基督的这个恩典里，在主耶稣的这个真理里，我们要继续的来学习来成长，然后我们也需要继续的让神的被神的话来门训，我们要门训在神的话里面，然后我们也要有。很这个正确的这个圣经的教导，just as Paul and Peter were entrusted with the gospel, we are entrusted with the gospel today to share it faithfully。就像保罗还有彼得，他们被神托付这个福音，我们今天也被神托付这个福音去好信实的去传这个福音。The word entrust here comes from the word for faith, which is to believe and to trust. So, by entrusting us with the gospel, God gives us the trust to proclaim the gospel. 托付的这个字，它里面就是含了这个信心的这个字。所以，这个托付的意思也是说，神托付我们这个福音，也是就是相信我们，信靠我们。去传这个福音，去保留这个福音，我们是被神信靠的，是神相信我们，信任我们，所以他托付了我们这个福音。So how can you be faithful with the gospel God has entrusted you with? Just like Paul and Barnabas, we must not yield 1 inch to compromise the gospel in your life. 所以你要怎么样信实来？传这个对这个福音，神他托付你的这个福音信实呢？就像保罗，像这个巴拿巴，我们不能让一寸都不能妥协，这个福音在我们生命里面。So let's look at Galatians 2:6. And from those who seem to be influential, what they were makes no difference to me. God shows no partiality. Those I say who seem influential added nothing to me。我们来看加拉太书2:6说：“至于那些有名望的，不论他是何等人，都与我无干。神不以外貌取人，那些有名望的，并没有加增我什么。”So God shows no partiality。这边说神不以外貌取人，就是神不偏待人。So what this means is that no matter who you are, It doesn't matter to God。这意思就是说你是怎么样的人， 你是谁，其实对神都不重要。It doesn't matter to God who you are, what position you have, what you own, your status, ranking, title, and even your reputation. 所以对神，你是谁，或者你的这个职位是什么？你拥有了什么？你的这个地位是什么？你的排名是什么？你的头衔是什么？甚至你的名声、你的名望是什么样，都不重要。What matters to God is your relationship to Him。对神重要的是你跟他的关系。It doesn't matter what you have done in the past, whether good or bad。不重要是你就是好像过去做了什么事，好的或者不好的。How is your relationship to God right now？问题是说你现在跟神的关系如何呢？Are you doing what He wants you to do right now？你现在是不是在做他要你做的呢？Are you fulfilling your role in His kingdom right now？你现在是不是在实现他要你？在他的国度里面的这个职位的这个角色呢？Just as Paul is entrusted with the gospel to the uncircumcised, Peter entrusted with the gospel to the circumcised, whom have you been entrusted with the gospel? 所以就像保罗他是神托付他。福音，去传给这些没有受割礼的人。然后彼得神托付，传福音给那些受割礼的人。那神托付福音给你，是去传给谁呢？Your friends, your family, your neighbors, your coworkers，是你的家人吗？是你的朋友吗？或是你的邻舍吗？或是你的同事吗？A people group，或是一个人群吗？A generation，或是甚至一个时代的人吗？Being faithful to the gospel is not just to speak about it, but also to live it out。所以，对福音信实不是只是要讲这个福音，但是真的是要活出来这个福音。Are you living a life that reflects Jesus is the Lord and Savior, and that you are saved？你活出来的生命是不是真的反映？耶稣基督是主，是你的救主，然后你是一个被蒙恩得救的人。God has entrusted us to preserve the gospel, to proclaim it, and to live it out。所以神有托付这个福音给我们，是要来保存这个福音，是要来传扬这个福音，而且是要来活出这个福音。So let's now look at our third point, fellowship in the gospel from verses 9 to 10. 那我们现在来看这个相交福音从第九节到第十节。Galatians 2:9, and when James and Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given to me, they gave the right hand of fellowship to Barnabas and me, that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the uncircumcised to the circumcised。加太书第二章九节，又知道所赐给我们的恩典，那称为教会柱石的雅各、基发、约翰，就向我和巴拿巴用右手相交之礼，叫我们往外邦人那里去，他们往受割礼的人那里去。So we see here that James, Cephas, and who's Peter and John, who are leaders of the church and apostles, giving the right hand of fellowship to Barnabas and Paul, agreeing that they are preaching the same gospel of Jesus Christ. 所以，我们这边看到很重要，就是说，雅各还有这个基发，就是彼得，还有约翰，他们是教会的领袖，他们是使徒，给这个右手相交之礼，给巴拿巴，给保罗同意 这样子做就是同意他们传的福音是同一个福音，同一个耶稣基督的这个福音。They agree they have different missions in the kingdom of God. One is the mission to the Gentiles and other to the Jews. 他们也同意他们有不同神给他们的这个使命的工作，一个使命是去外邦的那些人，然后另外一个的使命是去那些犹太的人民。The right hand of fellowship is so important to preserve the gospel. To preserve the gospel, we need to fellowship in the gospel. 所以这个右手相交之礼是这么样的很重要，来保存这个福音，因为我们要保存福音，我们必须要在福音里相交。What does the right hand fellowship mean？那这个右手相交之礼的意思是什么呢？So giving the right hand of fellowship was a solemn act of partnership, signifying acceptance, agreement, and trust。所以这个右手相交之礼是一个很严肃的一个行动，一个仪式来代表他们的合作，他们是伙伴。然后他们也是接受彼此的同意，彼此的信任的这样子的关系，所以他们这个右手相交之礼的意义是这样子。So this is to accept them into the ministry of propagating the gospel with the other apostles。所以这就是来接受他们进到这个跟其他使徒的这个这个事工去传扬，这个福音。In churches today, the right hand fellowship is a ritual intended to welcome a new member into the fellowship of a congregation or welcome a new minister into the fellowship of ministers. 所以今天，有些教会他们有这种的右手相交之礼，是为了有些是为了就是来迎接。欢迎这些新的这些会友进入到这个会友的这个这个 fellowship 这个团契里面，或是还有一种就是来欢迎这些新的这些传道人来到这个传道的人的这个一个团契里。So this is like we going shaking the hands of a brother or sister after they're baptized. 所以我看这个也是像我们看到弟兄姐妹后这个受洗后，我们去跟他们去握手，去恭喜他们。So we congratulate them, we acknowledge that now they are a member of the church and we're partners with them in Christ。所以，我们去跟他们握手，去跟他们恭喜的时候，也是来就是来承认你们现在你是现在。是教会的一份，一个肢体。然后我也是跟你是一个在耶稣基督里的一个伙伴。I remember when I was baptized, how good it was to have brothers and how important it was to have brothers and sisters come up to me and shake my hand to congratulate me。我记得我受洗的时候多么的美好，而且多么的重要。那些弟兄姐妹来到我面前跟我握手来恭喜我，because now I'm truly a part of the church, a part of the fellowship of Christ, a part of the body of Christ, and a brother in Christ。所以他们这样子做，就让我真感觉到我真的现在就是真正是教会的一份一个肢体，然后我也是在耶稣基督这个团契里面的。一份子，一个肢体，然后我在耶稣的这个身体里面也是一个肢体，然后我也是一个弟兄了，在耶稣基督里，我也是一个弟兄。I remember one brother even come up to me, shake my hand and say, "Now you're enemy of Satan." 然后我记得有一个弟兄，他来跟我握手的时候，他跟我说：“现在你是撒旦的。”这个敌人了，你是他的敌人，and that is a welcome I won't forget。那真的是一个欢迎我， 没有办法忘记的这个怀疑，但是 it's true, but it's true, 但这是真的，就我们在基督里，我们就是跟这个撒旦就不是一党了。So it's true that when we're in Christ, then we're no longer in the side of Satan. So this is important to acknowledge that now we're on the same team. 所以这很重要，我们承认我们现在是在同一个队伍里面，and we're all together now on the same boat。然后我们现在也是大家都像在一个船上了。We need each other，然后也代表我们真的是需要彼此。And we're all part of the mission God has given to us。我们都是神这个使命中的一部分了，神给我们的这个使命中的一部分。So let's look at the last verse, Galatians 2:10。Only they asked us to remember the poor, the very thing I was eager to do. 我们来看最后一个，加拉太书第二章十节，只是愿意我们纪念穷人，这也是我本来热心去行的。So fellowship in the gospel and partnership in the gospel is not just to spread information about the good news of Jesus Christ, but to serve the poor and needy. 所以，我们要在福音里面相交，我们在福音里面有这个伙伴的这个关系，不是只是要去传这个信息这个好消息的这耶稣基督这个好消息的信息，但是我们真的也是要去服侍那些贫穷的那些需要的人。There are people who are not financially poor, but they are truly needy of the grace of God. Will we help those who are struggling with depression, with loneliness and addictions？在世界上，我们有人，他们不是只是好像贫穷是在这个钱上贫穷，但是他们真的是很穷，很需要这个神的恩典。我们会不会愿意帮忙那些在忧郁中的呢，或是在寂寞中的呢，或是在这个毒瘾中的被捆绑的这些人呢？The gospel of Jesus Christ is to restore the whole person. This is not the social gospel. We're going to preach the gospel that sinners need to repent, turn to Christ, but we're also going to show what the love of Christ means by helping the poor and needy. 耶稣基督的福音是要来拯救，来就是恢复，就是全部全人的这样子的来恢复我们全人，但这不是所谓的这个社会福音，因为我们传的这个福音还是就是罪人需要悔改，需要转向基督，但是我们也要去让他们可以看到神耶稣基督爱，透过帮助这些贫穷的这些需要的人。The word preserve means to stay permanently, remain permanently, and to continue. Today we need to make every effort to preserve the gospel so that it will remain uncorrupted。这个保存这个意思，就是说要好像永久的留下来，永久的继续下去。所以，我们今天需要激励的来保存这个福音，让这个福音不会被任何的扭曲到，这个被好像妥协或者扭曲。We preserve the gospel by confirming the gospel with the word of God, by being faithful to the gospel we have been trusted with, and continue to fellowship in the gospel. 所以，我们保存这个福音是透过确认这个福音，用神的话来确认福音，然后我们要对福音信实。我们神托付我们的福音，我们要对这个福音很信实，然后我们要继续在福音里面来相交。May the Lord help us do these things. Amen. 愿神帮助我们做这些事情。Amen. And let's pray. 让我们来祷告。Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the gospel. 亲爱的天父，感谢你给了我们这个福音。Thank you for entrusting us with the gospel. 也感谢你托付了这个福音给我们。Help us to be faithful to the gospel. 让我们继续的对福音信实，help us to continue to live out the gospel，让我们也继续的来活出你的这个福音。May more people come to be saved through our lives。愿更多人透过我们的生命可以得到你的救恩。We thank you and pray all in the precious name of our dear Lord Jesus Christ。我们感谢你，我们是奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，Amen。